I ask you to loose the power and the breath of God, that we might stand up as living, breathing vessels to usher in an end time revival, God. And we thank you that you're going to get the job done, and we just get to serve you as you do it, God. We need a movement of the Holy Spirit that's extreme, that's marked by notable and striking signs, wonders, miracles, where the church has its own healthcare system. Start telling this city, not only is Jesus coming back, but a powerful move of the Holy Ghost is coming. God's going to move in my city. He's going to flip this city upside down. He's going to win the loss. He's going to drive out demons. He's going to interrupt the bars. I mean, when God moves in a city, bars start shutting down. Prophetic voice in Ezekiel. He said, you better get out there, boy, and you better start blowing a trumpet. You better make people aware of what's happening. I'm trying to make you extremely aware globally, in America, on a local church level, in our community. There's an extreme level of warfare. Now is not the time to roll over, play dead, go to sleep. You need to pray faster, harder, more intelligent than you've ever prayed before. You need to get on your face. You need to fast. I'm telling you, push the plate away. Cut a few meals out. That institutes an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to go find the weary and make that your disciple right now. A lot of times we cry out for revival, but we don't know what to do next. Do I just come in here and start praying? Lord, I repent on behalf of this nation. Yeah, we do that. But Joel said, you better go get the weary. I want you to find them. I want you to start calling them the next 30 days.